AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. International mediators are holding a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israeli-Hamas war and securing the release of scores of hostages. A potential deal is seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. Farhan Haq, the deputy spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, says the Palestinian death toll is now over 40,000.
From the Secretary General's standpoint, this is yet another reason why we need to have a ceasefire now, as well as the release of all hostages and unimpeded humanitarian assistance.
Hamas accuses Israel of adding new demands to a previous proposal that had U.S. and international support, and to which Hamas had agreed in principle. A reputed Peruvian gang leader wanted for 23 killings in his home country has been arrested in the U.S.
A Peruvian gang leader suspected in nearly two dozen killings in his home country was arrested Wednesday in New York by U.S. immigration authorities. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Gianfranco Torres Navarro, who is wanted for 23 killings in Peru, was arrested in Endicott, New York. That's about 145 miles northwest of New York City. According to the agency, known as ICE, Torres Navarro entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. ICE says it moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities say a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder who escaped in North Carolina has been caught. The Corrections Department says 30-year-old Ramon Austin was taken into custody early Friday morning at a hotel in Kannapolis. He escaped from a van Tuesday in Hillsboro, North Carolina, about 110 miles away. This is AP News. Thailand has a new prime minister.
The daughter of Thailand's former divisive leader, Thaksin Shinawatra, has been elected as prime minister by Thai parliament. Arriving at her party's headquarters to a wave of cheers, Pethong Tan Shinawatra told supporters,
"I'm so excited today because I can't really hold my breath at all. I don't know why."
Pethong Tan becomes Thailand's third leader from the Shinawatra family after her father, who was ousted by a coup before returning from exile last year, and her aunt, Yingluck Shinawatra, who lives in exile. The new prime minister acknowledged her family's ties but insisted she was not just her father's proxy. However, many analysts believe her father's shadow is too big to be dismissed, and her work will not be easy with him continuing to call political shots for the party. Pethong Tan also becomes Thailand's second female prime minister after her aunt and the country's youngest leader at 37. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.